531.
The COVID-19 global pandemic has raised concerns for elderly people who are classified as a vulnerable group. New Zealanders have been urged to reach out to the elderly people in their community as stringent coronavirus measures leave them at even greater risk of isolation and loneliness. Age Concern Wellington is a not-for-profit organization committed to promoting the rights, well-being and quality of life for older people in our region, and we have on the line Kirsten Blyde, Social Connection Coordinator for Age Concern Wellington. Kia ora, good afternoon, and welcome. Thank you for taking time to have a chat with us, Kirsten.
Hello, thank you for having me.
You're welcome. Now, could you please quickly give us a brief background about Age Concern Wellington, please?
Yes, so Age Concern Wellington is a advocacy and support organisation for the older people in the Wellington region. We have branches all over New Zealand, actually. So, but in Wellington, we look after all of the Wellington region and the Hutt Valley.
Now, in this lockdown, what are the major concerns for Age Concern?
So a lot of the older people who live on their own and don't have family close by, and of course they're not able to get out and about to the supermarket or to the pharmacy. So a lot of them are struggling with that, and our volunteers are supporting them by picking up supermarket shopping and medication and taking it to their house. So the other thing that they're finding is that they're feeling very isolated, because normally they would get out and about themselves and visit friends and have coffees and do all the things that they would normally do, but they have to stay home. So one of the things that we're supporting them with is phoning a friend. So a volunteer will call the person up on a regular basis to have conversation.
Oh, wonderful. Now, now, what other types of services do you provide apart from volunteers helping out with and also the phone? And there's some other technological stuff you're also using. Is technology a bit of an issue for some of our elderly?
Yeah,
as well?
So we're finding that a lot of the older people don't use the internet. So their telephone and their radio are really the best way to communicate with them. Other people have popped flyers into letterboxes around the place to give the people information about what we're doing. A few of the older people do have email, and we are promoting an email pen pal service at the moment. Of course, it's difficult to get out to the actual post box, so to write a letter and send it is a bit of a struggle at the moment. But if older people have email, then they can get hold of us, and we will connect them up with somebody to have a regular email correspondence.
It sounds like you've got a lot of volunteers there.
Yeah, so we're very lucky. We've had over 200 new volunteers sign up in the last couple of weeks, which is just amazing. We're very blown away by that. They come from all over the Wellington region. So if an older person is worried that there might not be somebody near them, then just give us a call, because I can almost guarantee that there will be somebody close by that can help.
And of course, as we're asking people to keep their social distance, I imagine all of your volunteers will be well briefed on those practices.
Yeah, that's right. So when they do bring the groceries or the medication around, they're leaving it, at least 2 metres apart from the person. They're wearing gloves and they're wearing face masks. So they're doing all the things that, the government is saying that they need to do. If the older person takes the groceries in, then we're kind of encouraging them to give them a wipe down with some disinfectant. But, the volunteers are getting lots of information about the correct way to do things.
And the other good thing about keeping that social distance is that it will keep our elderly safe too, from those who are not in, who are not going to help but going out to try and scam our people in this time of need.
Yeah, it's really important that we all follow the guidelines, because, you know, as we've seen with the numbers in New Zealand, they're going downwards, and that's really encouraging, but we don't want anything to, you know, to stop that. So if we all do what we're meant to do, it's going to work out for us.
And also some advice about neighbours who, you know, would normally see their elderly neighbours down the road and not necessarily say anything in the past. Perhaps now is the time to just knock on the door and say hello.
Yeah, that's right. And we're finding that, or especially in my neighbourhood anyway, when I go for a walk, so many people are saying hello and interacting, you know, in a socially distant way, that you might not normally have spoken to. So people are really willing to help. And if you're an older person at home and you're feeling like you don't want to be a burden to people, that's not the case at all. People are very, very willing to help. And I really encourage any older person who's sitting at home listening to this and worried that they're going to be a burden, please reach out.
And that is perhaps a good point for us to finally say, how can people contact Age Concern Wellington and certainly Age Concern in other areas around the country?
So Age Concern Wellington, our phone number is 04499 6646. That's 04499 6646. We also have a website, which is acwellington.org.nz. It's pretty easy to find us if you just type in Age Concern into your search bar and you'll find us. But send us an email or give us a call. There's also the National Age Concern you know, web page, and that's just ageconcern.org.nz. Like I said, there's branches all over New Zealand, so please don't feel that you're isolated. Please reach out.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, Kirsten. Thank you for your time, and thank you for the work that you do for our elderly.
No problem at all. Thank you for having me.
You're most welcome. Social Connection Coordinator for Age Concern Wellington, Kirsten Blyde, talking to us about the work that they do. And, of course, our elderly people out there listening, you are more than welcome to Google Age Concern, and you will be able to find your local. There are plenty of volunteers who now have plenty of time to get out there, do your shopping, do what you need. And there are even people who are happy to give you a call every day, just check in to see how you are. So, yes, Age Concern, Google that. If you are the child of an elderly person living by themselves, then that is a wonderful way to stay in touch.